This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. Show is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, because I'm the only host in America who operates without any notes, without any teleprompter, without anything at all. Just me talking unfiltered, my thoughts shooting from the hip about the biggest news stories of the day. And I pick the biggest news stories of the day. No assistants running around to pick the stories for me. I pick them myself. And I think the biggest news story of the day is that this entire... Well, obviously, number one is Trump and the military killing Baghdadi. Great news, great news, great news. But number two is the fact that this entire scandal, I told you on Friday's show, it's all happening. We're going to take down Clapper and Brennan and Comey and McCabe and the whole FBI leadership and the DOJ leadership. It's all happening. And this entire scandal leads to one man, Obama. That's the big news story of the day. Just to give an example. Something on the silly side, the photographer for Obama is caught spreading fake news about Trump and the Baghdadi kill. Pete Souza, the White House photographer for the Obama administration, tried to prove the Situation Room photo of Trump is staged. He says on Twitter, the raid, as reported, took place at 3:30 p.m. Washington time. The photo, as shown in the camera IPTC data, was taken at 17:05. And then another tweet from Pete Souza says, just to be clear, I didn't say it was staged. Trump himself said he didn't arrive to the Situation Room until around 5 p.m., so it's definitely possible the photo was taken during the raid. Sure, he didn't say it, but that's how people took it. He was claiming Trump was golfing during the raid. Well, guess what? Obama was golfing during the Osama bin Laden raid. So Pete Souza initiated the claim the president was golfing during the raid, and the photo of him viewing it was a staged photo op. But it was, as usual, it was a witch hunt. According to New York Times, the raid began at 5 o'clock. Latest reporting from New York Times, helicopters left Iraq at 5 p.m. Washington time. They reported it was a 70-minute flight to Syria, so actual raid had to happen sometime after 6:10 p.m. So there goes the conspiracy theory. It's just unbelievable. More and more people are being found who have something to do with Obama who are lying about Trump. Here's Charles Kupchan, Adam Schiff's suspected whistleblower's boss, and he was special assistant to President Barack Hussein Obama. The hits just keep on coming. All of this is a scam, and it was all about an Obama-led coup against America and free and fair elections and a duly elected president. Obama and the Democrats. Breathtaking criminal enterprise. The Obama crime family. I said it before, and I'm saying it again. Here's an article on Gateway Pundit. Lion Adam Schiff may have himself in a real pickle. If a CIA whistleblower was spying on President Trump on behalf of Adam Schiff, then they both could be held accountable for conspiracy and treason under the Espionage Act. Chanel Rian on OAN, One American News, had an excellent piece on suspected CIA whistleblower and leaker Eric Ciaramella and Shifty Schiff. Both could be guilty of conspiracy to overthrow a sitting president, the penalty for which is, you guessed it, the death penalty. I mean, the mastermind of this is going to be John Brennan, and the head of John Brennan who gives him orders was Barack Obama, the President of the United States. They also previously reported there are many connections to the deep state's actions in the Ukraine and Obama during his tenure. They show a picture that shows numerous individuals connected to Obama in the Ukraine. Charles Kupchan is identified below, and he's been suspected of being connected to the whistleblower. He was the whistleblower's boss. He's personal friends with Hillary's fixer, Sid Blumenthal. Per Blumenthal's own words in an email released by WikiLeaks, Charles Kupchan is a best friend of Hillary Clinton fixer, Sid Blumenthal. It's like they're all traitors. They're all tied together, and they all lead to Obama. Charles Kupchan was Sierra Mella's boss, senior director for European affairs at Obama's National Security Council, also held the title of special assistant to President Obama. And he was the boss of the whistleblower. Folks, it's all an Obama setup. It's not even a deep state setup. It's an Obama setup. They're all dirty. Big news today. House Democrats to vote on impeachment procedures on Thursday. All of a sudden, Nancy Pelosi announces they're going to vote on impeachment on Thursday. House Democrats voting to establish the procedures for their ongoing impeachment investigation. Representative Jim McGovern, Democrat, Massachusetts, said he will introduce the resolution's text for approval on Tuesday, and the panel will move to mark it up by Wednesday. The development comes House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff faces pressure from House and Senate Republicans to bring the impeachment probe from out of the shadows. Meanwhile, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham have introduced a resolution to condemn Pelosi and Schiff's handling of the impeachment inquiry, which has already garnered 50 Republican co-sponsors. Guess who hasn't signed it? Mitt Romney, Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski. Graham said if instead of a Judiciary Committee looking at impeachable offenses, they created a process in the Intel Committee that's behind closed doors, doesn't provide the president access to the accuser. News of the Democrats' decision to vote on formal impeachment proceedings also comes as former White House National Security official Charles Cooperman opted against appearing in Congress Monday to testify as part of the probe. He was former Deputy National Security Advisor John Bolton, and he's filed a lawsuit asking a judge to resolve the conflicting orders from the congressional subpoena compelling him to testify in the White House order ordering him not to cooperate. So in the meantime, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy responded to Monday's announcement that there's going to be a vote on Thursday about impeachment procedures. And he says, we will not legitimize the sham impeachment. It's been 34 days since Nancy Pelosi declared her impeachment inquiry. Today's backtracking is an admission this process has been botched from the start. We will not legitimize the Schiff-Pelosi sham impeachment. Interesting. Kevin McCarthy is like, okay, sometimes. I never find him to be great. Now, you know, the guys in leadership are never great. Name the last time Republicans had a great majority or minority leader. But this guy's about as good as you're going to get. He's not some, you know, great conservative or great Trump guy, but he's pretty good, Kevin McCarthy, and he seems to come through when he needs to come through. The resolution would authorize the disclosure of deposition transcripts as well as set forth due process rights for President Trump. It will establish a procedure for open hearings. Oh, yeah, I'm sure they're going to be so fair to President Trump. So fair to President Trump. And then the next news story of the day has got to be President Trump today in Chicago. He did a great job. He highlighted the failures of Chicago's top cop and the failures of gun control. And he talks about sanctuary cities. Well, speaking to the International Association of Chiefs of Police in Chicago on Monday, President Trump lamented the death and carnage the city has witnessed on Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson's watch. Eddie Johnson chose not to attend Trump's speech. Trump commented on his absence, saying, here's a man that could not bother showing up for a meeting of police chiefs in his hometown and with the President of the United States. And you know why? It's because he's not doing his job. Trump went on to cite the failures of gun control. Last year, 565 people were murdered in Chicago. Since Eddie Johnson has been police chief, more than 1,500 people have been murdered in Chicago, and 13,067 have been shot. During the first weekend of August 2019, 7 people murdered, 52 wounded, and 32 shootings. Trump cited other shootings in Chicago despite the city's penchant for gun control, and then said it doesn't seem to be working too well, does it? Good stuff. slams the head of Chicago police who boycotted his speech, and then he dunked on Hollywood hoaxer Jussie Smollett for his criminal actions, faking hate crime and smearing Trump supporters. Trump said, then you have the case of this wise guy, Jussie Smollett, who beat up himself. Crowd laughed. And he said, MAGA country did it. MAGA country did it. Okay, it's a hate crime. Hate crime. And it's a scam. It's really a big scam. Just like the impeachment of your president is a scam. And meanwhile, while he was praising police, not the police chief, of course, but praising the police. And by the way, I read an article over the weekend on why crime is out of control in Chicago. Do you know why? I didn't know why. You don't know why unless someone tells you why. So I'm going to now fill you in. Rahm Emanuel, the former mayor of Chicago, the former chief of staff Obama, make him a communist, socialist, Marxist, who hates America. Rahm Emanuel instituted all kinds of rules that tied the police's hands. Just like under Obama, the military could not stop ISIS because their hands were tied. And now the hands are tied to the Chicago police and the homicide detectives. And he tied their hands so badly, Rahm Emanuel, this brainchild of Barack Obama, that I believe the homicide clear rate, you know what that means, the clear rate? In other words, if there's 500 homicides, we found, you know, we arrested and found guilty 200 of them, that 250 of them, that'd be a clear rate of about 50%. The clear rate in Chicago went from about 67%, if my memory serves me from the article, to 17% under Rahm Emanuel, meaning the cops could not possibly do their job. So nobody's getting caught. And if nobody's getting caught, there's going to be more murders, because murderers are going to go, oh, wow, they're never going to catch me. The police's hands are tied. I might as well murder five people tonight. And that's exactly what's happening. They know. They're laughing at the cops. Because Rahm Emanuel, liberal, commie Rahm Emanuel, son of Obama, SOB, son of Obama, Rahm Emanuel tied their hands. They cannot put the bad guys away. Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50, 800-630-2158, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Friends and family, I've been telling you for quite some time how MyPillow has given me the best sleep I've ever had with my MyPillow Deluxe Pillow. Well, now, through the Radio Listener Special, and there's a lot of things you can save through the MyPillow Radio Listener Special, but the best deal now is a buy one, get one free offer on the Deluxe MyPillow Premium Pillows. Pick up a MyPillow right now and yourself and a loved one. Best way to do it. And guess what? We've talked about the 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee, but orders placed between October 15th and December 25th will have their 60-day money-back guarantee extended through March 1st, 2020. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 for the buy one, get one free special. Two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one with that extended warranty. Do it now.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $529 a month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, remember, this show is sponsored now, main title sponsor and the naming rights of the studio, Root for the Wall Pack, which is my pack, Wayne Allen Root's pack, rootwall.com. President Trump can only build that wall with our help. Congress will never fund Trump's wall. I was the guy who invented this idea of a national security emergency, and you get the money from the Pentagon budget, and Trump listened to me and did it. And he's trying to do it, but he gets, you know, courts get involved every step of the way. There's some liberal Obama-appointed judge that stops him every step of the way. We got to raise the money. 63 million Trump voters together can and will raise the money Trump needs for the wall. And anyone who donates $100 or more gets a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. We will build this wall together. By the way, so far, it's only been 3 weeks, very early. But lots and lots and lots of people have donated. Almost every single one of them has donated 100 because everybody must want the beautiful commemorative wall brick to show their friends and family I'm part of this bigger idea to build the wall. And so far, everyone has to put down, when you donate, your occupation. You know, it's an FEC thing. What's your occupation? And almost every person puts the same thing. Guess what it is? Retired. You know, the people who care about America are the ones who've got grandkids. Kids and grandkids, and they care about their kids and grandkids' future. But you can't get anybody young to donate because young people have no money, because young people are still in college. They've never made a dollar in their own life, right? They don't know anything. They don't have anything, and they don't have any responsibility. They have no kids. They have no dog. They have no nothing. Mommy and daddy pays the bills. So mommy and daddy and grandma and grandpa are the ones who are giving the contributions, not the kids. That's why wisdom is acquired with age. Root for the Wall Pack, paid for, is responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee, rootwall.com. So just go there, rootwall.com. All your questions will be answered. And put some money in the kitty and get a beautiful commemorative wall brick to display to your friends and family. Rootwall.com. Very proud of my project. I was mentioning what Trump was saying in Chicago. Bernie Sanders, meanwhile, told a black student in a criminal justice forum at Benedict College, respect cops so you don't get shot in the back of the head. He was asked for advice on how to handle an interaction with a police officer. And Bernie Sanders said, respect what they're doing so that you don't get shot in the back of the head. The guy said, if I was your son, what advice should you give me the next time I'm pulled over by a cop? Can you imagine? This is how liberals think. Explain to me how many cops have ever shot someone in the back of the head. Has it ever happened? Yeah. I can remember off the top of my head one instance, one, where that cop in, I think it was South Carolina, pulled over a guy in a car, black guy in a car, and the black guy ran. In the middle of the cop going back to his car to check on his registration and his license, the black guy ran. The cop ran after him, and he shot him dead from behind, even though the guy was unarmed. That's kind of the only one I could ever remember where a cop shot someone in the back of the head. So does it ever happen? Yes, it has happened once. Has it happened twice? Probably. Three times? Probably. In history? But not too many cops shoot people for no reason in the back of the head. Bernie Sanders said, to answer your question, I'd be very cautious if you were my son in terms of dealing with our police officers. I would also defend my rights and know my rights and make sure that the police officer's body camera is on. Many on social media were not pleased by Sanders' answer. Lord, the Democrats are in real trouble. They need the black vote, one user wrote. Another said, showing an officer respect still regularly gets black people killed because of racism. Oh, so all of those victims of police shootings were just asking for it. Gotcha. And another, Biden was asked a similar question. He said, if I were your daughter, what advice you'd give me next time I'm stopped by police? A young black woman asked, if you were my daughter, you'd be a Caucasian girl. You wouldn't be pulled over, Biden said to applause. Here's the deal. What I would tell you is that it's wrong. This is what's wrong. There's institutional racism that still exists. You're so wrong. Let me explain to everybody what's going on. Are people treated kind of roughly in bad neighborhoods? Yes. Absolutely. Most bad neighborhoods happen to be African-American neighborhoods. Bad crime-ridden neighborhoods happen to be where the crime is, happens to be black neighborhoods. 98% of the people in them, great people. 2%, lots of crime, not good people. And so police are scared in those neighborhoods. When they pull you over in a bad neighborhood, meaning a crime-ridden neighborhood, not a black neighborhood, happens to be a black neighborhood, but it's a crime-ridden neighborhood, they're extra cautious, they're extra tough, they're extra rough. How do I know? Because I was a white kid who grew up in a black town called Mount Vernon, New York, went to a black high school called Mount Vernon High School. And four times in my youth, I was pulled over by police and had a gun pulled on me. There's probably not more than a handful of white people in the entire United States of America who've ever had a gun pulled on them four times by police officers. But I was a white kid in a black crime-ridden town and black crime-ridden high school and black crime-ridden neighborhood. So I had a gun pulled on me. They didn't care that I was white. They don't care what your color is. They know it's a dangerous, bad, crime-ridden neighborhood, and they're going to be extra cautious, and their hand's going to be on their gun.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the killing of the leader of ISIS by U.S. troops is a devastating blow to the terrorist organization.
Baghdadi and the thugs who follow him were responsible for some of the most brutal atrocities of our time.
Talking with reporters at the Pentagon, Esper praised U.S. forces who carried out the raid that ended the leader's life.
I want to thank our brave service members who took part in this daring raid, along with our interagency partners who supported the mission.
During a conference of police chiefs in Chicago on Monday, President Trump says his administration is doing a great job when it comes to combating violent crimes across the United States.
Over the last 2 years, the number of murders in America and America's major cities has dropped by more than 10%.
This was the president's first trip to Chicago as president, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Swiss America is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening right now, you're going to get one of the best assets on earth at a great price. Great deal. What do they always say in the Italian neighborhood I grew up? A deal you cannot refuse. A deal too good to refuse. We all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to London, to Germany, to Paris, to Beijing. They're all bubbles searching for a pin. Every one of those asset classes, bubbles searching for a pin. Every one of those fiat currencies, meaning the money, a bubble searching for a pin. But with one exception right now, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth. So here's an irresistible offer, and I mean an irresistible offer. To show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future, I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metals coins ever minted below their cost for just $18.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners. Call now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158, one of the most popular precious metals coins ever minted for $18.50, 800-630-2158. That includes shipping. Or go to SwissAmerica.com. Great people. They sponsored my show on and off for 4 years. Jennifer Braceras is a lawyer and a director of the Independent Women's Law Center, columnist for the Boston Globe, expert on civil rights and constitutional law, and graduate of Harvard Law School. Harvard! Jennifer Braceras, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. I don't mean to sound snotty. I'm a Columbia grad, so I respect Harvard. And my daughter actually went to Harvard and graduated top of her class.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so I love Harvard, but I don't know if I love the liberals that come from Harvard. Are you like an independent or a conservative? What do you call yourself?
Personally, I'm not registered in either party because of the way the system is here in Massachusetts. It's more advantageous to be unenrolled, but I am a conservative.
And so how did you survive through Harvard Law School like that? You just shut your mouth and kept your head below the radar, I guess, right?
Nah, I mean, it's good to have your opinions tested. I think it makes them stronger in the long run, and it was fine. There were other conservatives there when I was there. In fact, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was in my class. He was a good friend. Senator Ted Cruz was a year behind me. We were there. We made our voices known.
You were lucky, because when I went to Columbia, the only person I could remember was famous, who was my classmate, was Barack Obama. That's it.
Lucky you.
Yeah, actually, Barack Obama and George Stephanopoulos was one grade below me, younger than me.
I bet you were great pals.
Oh, such good buddies. They just loved a conservative me. A conservative Republican Jew like me. They just loved me.
Sure.
All right. Let's talk about something that just happened, because I live in Las Vegas. That's why we brought up this topic. That's why my producer, Andrew Paul, wanted to find someone who would be an expert on this topic. You're an expert on civil rights and constitutional law. So there was a ruling in California that, the police there cannot, I guess legally, this ruling said, this federal court ruling, I'm sure with some, you know, liberal, socialist, globalist Obama judge, and he ruled that police cannot turn over people to ICE. Even if you have a detainer, they can't turn them over. And the sheriff of Las Vegas, who is supposedly a Republican, Joe Lombardo, went along with that ruling. This ruling was in California. Why did he have to go along with it in Vegas? I have no idea. But he just announced that because of this legal ruling by a federal court judge in California, in Las Vegas, the sheriffs will no longer hand people over other than extremely violent criminals. And who knows if that ever happens. That's their claim. Other than extremely violent criminals, they're no longer going to hand over illegals that they arrest to ICE. So, you know, my question to you is, why would you have to do this because of one ruling in California?
So the short answer is you don't. But it's a little bit more complicated than that. The ruling in California doesn't apply to police anywhere. The ruling in California applies to ICE, and it applies to ICE in California. So the reason that your law enforcement officers think that it applies to them is because the California ICE issues detainers for not just California, but for 43 different states, and I'm assuming Nevada is one of them.
Right.
And so what the judge said is ICE in California, in my jurisdiction, you can't issue those detainers anymore based on a particular database that you're using. You can issue detainers based on other forms of probable cause. If you know the person is illegal because the person told you they were illegal, because they're in deportation proceedings, because their neighbor told you, you can issue the detainer. The case was actually about the use of a database to determine who's legal and who's illegal, and this particular database has a lot of errors. So the judge said, you can't use this database to issue these detainers. But what your police chief did, or your sheriff, I'm not sure what, but...
He's like the police chief. He's a sheriff, but that makes him the police chief of Clark County, which is Las Vegas.
So what your law enforcement officers essentially did, in my view, is they used this ruling as a pretext to say they're not going to assist federal immigration authorities anymore. I don't think that was necessary to do because, as I said, the ruling only applies to ICE and what they can ask your department for or not,
mm-hmm.
right? So mm-hmm. it doesn't bind your law enforcement officers. If they mm-hmm. wanted to keep complying with detainers from ICE, whether they came out of that particular jurisdiction or not, or whether they involved that particular database or not, they could certainly test that and keep doing it and wait until they're sued and see what a judge in Nevada says about it.
Well, that, you know, again, you know, I'm not a lawyer. I only play one on TV. I literally have been on TV for many years fronting for a law firm, a non-lawyer legal spokesman, and I was pre-law at Columbia, so that makes me dangerous, but I've got a good gut instinct, and my gut was exactly what you just said. This did not apply to Nevada. He could have ignored it till he gets sued here, and then there's a ruling here. But in the meantime, he can continue doing what he's doing. I mean, you just said to me a minute ago that the ICE in California issues detainers for this database for, I think you said 43 states or 43 localities. Which one was it?
So as I understand it, they use this database, a particular database, or a series of databases, none of which are particularly accurate, I guess, according to the judge. And during the day, during business hours, they're really only issuing detainers for California. But after hours, they start issuing them for 43 other states.
And
Guam and Washington, D.C. So for whatever reason, they're the big center
right.
that can handle it, you know, the overflow after hours.
So my question would be, and I don't know if you know the answer, but my question would be, why did our sheriff, who claims to be a Republican, jump on this bandwagon and say that I'm now bound by this ruling in California when how many of the other 43 states or other cities in those 43 states or other attorney generals or other DAs said we're now bound by that too? Is he the only one in America outside California that said I have no choice, I've got to do this?
Well, it sounds to me like he wants to have it both ways, right? He wants to say, this is what I believe I should be doing, but sorry, folks, my hands are tied.
Right. Exactly. That's what I believe. But, again, you didn't answer my question, probably because you don't know, because I don't know. I have no idea how to find out.
How many?
Has anyone else complied?
I haven't heard of others saying, because
right.
of this California ruling, we're not going to do it. I mean,
that's
here
what
in
I
Massachusetts,
thought.
We have... You know, the mayor of Boston says we're not going to do it because he doesn't want to do it.
Right.
But he's not saying it's because a federal judge in California said I can't do it.
Right, exactly. So it's possible. That was my gut was that our sheriff is the only guy in America who has said, I have no choice. My hands are tied. I've got to comply with this California ruling. And one would ask, really, what made you come to this conclusion? You're not in California, and there's nobody else complying with it outside California. As a matter of fact, I would ask my esteemed guest, Jennifer Braceras, do we even know if everyone in California is complying with it? I'm assuming they do, just because California is the people's communist state of California, but do we know if there might be sheriffs in California who aren't complying, for all I know?
Well, right, because, again, the order applies to ICE. It doesn't apply to the police department, right?
Right.
So what it's saying is, ICE, you can't go to the Los Angeles County, you know, police and say, we need you to hold person X because they came up in our database. They can go to the Los Angeles County Police and say, we need you to hold person X because, you know, his sister told me he's illegal. And that they can do.
Right.
But then, you know, it's up to the police chief whether he wants to comply with that or not. The court order has nothing to do with the police chief.
I got it. I agree with you.
He's not a party to the case.
I think it's very clear that all over America we have people who call themselves Republican. They've got an R after their name, like Mitt Romney as an example, and there's really nothing Republican about them. And I believe that's the problem we've got in Las Vegas. It's another ruling by another guy who claims to be conservative. Because if I was him, here's what I would have done. I would have said, you know what, I dare you. Throw me in jail. You know what, I'll be like Buford, whatever his name was, a sheriff, back in the old days had a TV movie, and he carried a big stick, he carried a baseball bat. And that Sheriff Buford said, I dare you to put me in jail. I would have been the sheriff that says, I dare you to put me in jail. I want to keep my citizens safe, and I can't do that if I comply with this ruling. So I am never going to comply with this ruling. And until somebody stopped me or threw me in jail, I would never comply with that ruling. But obviously, Joe Lombardo did not have the cojones to do that, or was looking for an excuse to not do it, which I think is disgusting. In any case, Jennifer Braceras, we appreciate you coming on. She is a lawyer and director. Thank you, Jennifer. A lawyer, director of the Independent Women's Law Center, a columnist for the Boston Globe, an expert on civil rights and constitutional law, and a graduate of Harvard Law School. We appreciate her coming on. Thanks, Jennifer. All right, Wayne Allyn-Root, otherwise known as War, we're on Unfiltered on USA Radio. Coming up, Newsmax TV in about 15 minutes. This is Wayne Allyn-Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $529 a month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn-Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken.
Ripken!
definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, cold and flu season is here, and silver may be the best defense against colds and flu. My good friends at My Doctor Suggest, if something I know will be right for you, My Doctor Suggest alkaline structured silver products destroy yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming good bacteria. They've done a great job for my voice. They've saved me so many times. I would not have made it on the air without My Doctor Suggest silver lozengers. I suck on them all morning, and by the time the show starts, my voice is back. Sometimes during the show, I lose my voice, and I suck on the lozengers in the breaks, and my voice makes it through a three-hour show. I haven't had a cold in 4 years. Haven't had brain fog in, six, 7 months at this point since I started drinking their silver solution. I don't get leaky gut syndrome anymore. After I eat, I'm not tired. Join me and thousands of people that have experienced a positive difference in their health with My Doctor Suggest. Get 20% off every order and get the book, The Silver Miracle, for free. Call 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root and use the promo code ROOT or tell them Wayne Root sent you, and you get 20% off mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Quick call from J.D. in Las Vegas with some news on Sheriff Lombardo. Go ahead, J.D. You're on with War. How are you?
Good. I talked to the sheriff on Allen's show a year ago, and I asked him two questions, Wayne. How many felonies in 2017 were committed in Clark County? 85,000, he stated. I said, how many were illegal? He said approximately 30 to 35%. That's 24 to 27,000. So that's a big problem. And I hope you stay on this. I hope you talk to Kevin has been talking about it. And I hope we can do something about this and put pressure on Lombardo, because this is ridiculous. And I think the guy you were talking about was Sheriff Ralph Lamb you were thinking about.
As far as what now? As far as what was I talking about, Sheriff Ralph Lamb?
Oh, I thought you were asking who the prior sheriff that wouldn't have put up with it. He had a TV show.
No. I meant there was once a movie about Sheriff Buford something, if I remember correctly.
Buford Pusser or something.
Pusser.
Yeah,
Buford Pusser.
Yeah.
I don't want to say that word wrong.
why don't you try and get him on your show? Because he goes on shows and answers questions, and maybe you can get him on your show for an interview.
You talking about Joe Lombardo. Yeah, good luck trying to get him on my show. He's not a big fan of mine. I've asked a lot of questions of him, and he said he's not willing to come on.
I know, but you got to try. I know. And right. Let's keep on it, and because this is in our backyard, Wayne, and we got to stop this crap.
I'm with you. All right, thank you. Appreciate it, J.D. Here's something else that's in our backyard, all of our backyards. I mentioned this at the beginning of the show, but I didn't have a chance to dig into it. Democrats draft a plan to import huge numbers of climate refugees. And the bill in the Congress is called the Climate Displaced Persons Act. And they say there could be as many as 200 million climate displaced persons, CDPs, by 2050 globally. And they'd like them all to come to America. I don't want you in America. I don't want people on welfare and food stamps in America. I don't want people who want free school and free housing and free medical and free everything, free college. The new program would admit a minimum of 50,000 a year, allowing CDPs, as climate displaced persons, to assess resettlement opportunities. This would begin with the fiscal year 2020. You better hope Republicans not only win for Trump in 20, but win back the House and keep the Senate. Because as long as Democrats can ever take control of one of these, we're dead. We're dead. The progressive advocates are hoping to welcome many extra migrants into America's homeland, which progressives have tried to relabel as a nation of immigrants. Since 2008, catastrophic weather has displaced an average of 24 million people a year. That number could climb anywhere from 140 million to 300 million to a billion by 2050. This is what liberals do. You know how easy it is in life to be a liberal? First of all, it's really easy. You know, what's your campaign pledge? Free everything. What do you need? Food. Free food. What do you need? College. Free college. What do you need? Free school. Free school. What do you need? More teachers in school. We'll give you more teachers. What do you need? I'm a teacher. I want a raise. We're giving you raises. Everything in life is free and everything you want. Money falls off trees. We can all grab it. It's such an easy life to be a liberal. Number one. Number two, the other part that's easy to be a liberal. There was a storm. It's climate change. There was wind. It's climate change. There was a fire. It's climate change. There's a flood. It's climate change. There's a hurricane. It's climate change. Everything that happens in life. Wait a minute. Weren't there storms and wind and fire 100 years ago and 200 years ago and 2,000 years ago when there was no climate change and there were no people on the earth belching pollution in the air? So how could it all be climate change now? What was it then? It's all a joke. It's an absolute joke. This bill is a boon to special interests. Of course it is. Everything Democrats do is about making Democrat donors rich, wrapped in helping the poor. It's all by Representative Nadia Velasquez, Democrat of New York, another crazy communist globalist nutcase who wants open borders and wants everybody in the world to come in. She said it would help U.S. investors and companies because it would raise the supply of cheap labor, boost consumer purchases, nudge up rents for Americans and migrants, and spike stock values. Everything, letting everybody in the world, there'll suddenly be more business for everyone. I didn't realize that. There'll also be more murders, more rapes. There'll also be trillions of dollars over time in more spending, because they all want everything free. And of course, Republicans will never win another election in the history of all time. It wouldn't increase wages. It would push down wages. It would kill jobs of Americans. Unbelievable how dumb liberals are. But, you know, they're not dumb. They're smart. They want to ruin America. And by the way, we come back on Newsmax TV. Another great story you'd have to hear. New York City secretly shipping homeless people to over 350 cities, including Honolulu and Houston. I guarantee you Vegas is picking up homeless from New York City. They pay for them to get on a bus and come here.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
God.